He might have been trying to warm himself by the light of the moon. Not even the alien landscape 50 miles below reminded him more vividly of his remoteness from Earth. Now he was leaving, perhaps for the last time, the metal world that had been his home for so many months. Even if he never returned, the ship would continue to perform its duty, broadcasting instrument readings back to Earth until there was some final, catastrophic failure in its circuits. And if he did return, well, he could keep alive and perhaps even sane for a few more months. But that was all, for the hibernation systems were useless with no computer to monitor them. He could not possibly survive until Discovery 2 made its rendezvous with Iapetus 4 or 5 years hence.